AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Sources say there is an agreement on one of Iran's top issues in the nuclear talks: when and how to lift the billions of dollars in economic sanctions. AP's Bradley Clapper is covering those talks in Vienna.
We've heard Iranian officials, including the Supreme Leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, say they want sanctions from the West rolled back, eliminated, either immediately after a deal is signed or very quickly after a deal is signed.
The two diplomats who have revealed the deal cautioned that the top negotiators have yet to sign off on it, and it would only be part of a comprehensive agreement. Polls show Greek voters are evenly split ahead of tomorrow's referendum to accept or reject a bailout offer from the country's creditors. Yale University political science professor Stathis Kalivas says a no vote could touch off unrest in Greece.
If we go to a situation in which there's no agreement, the Greek banks are going to collapse. Greece is going to run out of cash next week. And so it's widely anticipated that we may have disturbances and riots.
A yes vote, on the other hand, could bring down the current government, which is opposed to the offer. Eurozone's Rescue Fund, Greece's largest creditor, says it considers the country to be in default. Tens of millions of people on the highway this Independence Day weekend.
35.5 million Americans are expected on the nation's roadways this Independence Day holiday weekend.
We're actually expecting more drivers than we have on record going back to 2000.
Heather Hunter is with the AAA. She says a big reason why is simple: lower gas prices.
The current price for a gallon of gas is about $2.77 a gallon, and that's almost 90 cents cheaper than last year.
She adds motorists haven't seen prices this low at the pump since back in 2009. I'm Matt Small.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News. Federal immigration officials say the man accused of shooting and killing a woman on the San Francisco Pier 14 tourist attraction has 7 felony convictions and was deported 5 times. Francisco Sanchez was released by San Francisco County authorities in April after being detained at the request of immigration officials. AP's Jamie Haar reports the city doesn't abide by such federal requests.
San Francisco is a sanctuary city, and they cannot use local money to cooperate with federal immigration authorities. Lots of cities and counties do this. They do not honor ICE detention orders because they don't feel that it's legally binding.
Catherine Steinle was walking along the pier with her father Wednesday evening when she was shot for no apparent reason. Murder complaints filed by police in the Philippines against the owner and crew of a ferry that capsized, killing 59 passengers. All 18 crew members survived that disaster. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.